Good morning. Welcome to worship on this morning. It's been another New England winter with more snow and wind. Let's pray that this is a farewell tour by winter. The annual spring sale is on May 18th. The first organizational meeting is planned today. Cindy's coordinating. Be assured that there are chores for everyone in this event. Everyone is needed and come to the meeting. The next soup and sandwich event is on Thursday, April 18th. Please mark your calendars. Please mark your calendars also for the work days planned for April 20th and May 4th. We've got lots to do. We need lots of hands to make a dent in the work. Let's join in the call to worship. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It's like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron running down over the collar of his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Let's confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Let's pray. Gracious God, in this Eastertide, we remember what you have done for us, your very fallen people. We know that we are not worthy of you or the provision that you have made for us, that we celebrate during the season. Lead us to live our lives in you, in humility. On this day when we share at your table and remember that sacrifice you made for our redemption and salvation, give us grounding in you, that we do not stray and become so caught up in the busyness of our lives that we forget your call. We hold up to you also, and not only our own individual sins, but also the corporate sins which we are embroiled in, both consciously and sometimes because we simply choose to ignore the injustice around us, thinking that it does not belong to us. Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again for us in the world, and we are thankful for God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ and earnestly praying that each of us, individually and collectively, will be guided to walk on the path of light, the path trod before us by Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. The promise of our risen Lord is that if we confess our mistakes sincerely with intent to change, we're forgiven and a new day has begun. Let us praise the Lord.